podcast, anyone?
Tom and Loggy and a K-Rock audio presentation of the finest quality.
Would you indulge me for a moment? Because I have a hack, but then again, it might just be doing a thing and you know how that rolls.
Is it a hack or just doing a thing? You be the judge.
And give us a ring.
Don't call us. Okay. Just rhymes for the song.
No.
You a champagne man?
I will have a champers. I'm not a white wine guy, but champers is the only thing that I can drink from that sort of stable.
Yeah. It's a goodie. Dangerous also.
I won't session it, of course, but I'll have a champers if the girls are having
session
one.
Session it. Responsibly, of course, but session it.
If someone's at a social setting and someone's got a bottle of champers and they're just like, you know, does anybody want a glass?
Yeah.
Even if I've got like a big pint of beer, then I'll be like, oh yeah, nah, give me one. I'll double park it.
I reckon maybe we'll bring that back in half an hour.
Okay.
This is a story there. But right now I want to chat about a potential hack. There's a chick on Instagram. Her name is Maria Ivarobal, or it could be Riverobal, that makes more sense.
Yeah, sure.
Anyway, she's got a hack about champagne because a lot of the time maybe you want a champagne on a Friday and you're like, yeah, let's have a couple glasses and then there might be some left in the bottle. And you're you know, we've had two and we're done.
I would say it's quite rare to get through a whole bottle of champers if you're drinking it at home. If you're out, don't you always end up with... Because you very rarely have enough
people. Depends where you are emotionally.
Even then.
Drink responsibly is what we're
saying. Yeah, this is what I'm saying, not sessioning it. But if you've got a bunch of people over, then you'll get through it, right? But if it's just you and your partner.
But sometimes not. Because sometimes you might open a bottle and everyone's like, oh, we're going to go now. And you're like, oh, well, what do I do
with this?
Okay, so some of the remedies are you can buy the little wine toppers that you clip
on. Yeah, that's what I've got, the suction thing.
Yeah, but they don't always fit, do they? Don't fit on every bottle.
Yeah, okay.
You put a spoon in it. We don't know why we put the spoon in there, but a lot of people do.
I've got one that you sort of plug in the end and then you pump like this.
Oh, yeah. Don't do that. Okay, don't. The other option I've seen, that is... But that's dangerous.
Got it from Europe.
That's dangerous. You made Austin do that one. The other option is to put, you know, like a Glad wrap, plastic wrap over the top and put a rubber band.
Well, that's ridiculous.
That is disgusting.
That is.
Don't ever. Who are you?
That's toilet wine sort of behaviour.
Come on.
If you're not in jail, you shouldn't be doing that.
But this hack by this lady is... You know when you pop a bottle of champagne and you've got the metal basket on top?
Oh, yeah.
And you undo the basket, take it off, and then you've got the cork, right?
Yeah.
Boop. You save both of those. You put them away. And then what you do, you get the basket and the cork back if you haven't finished the wine. I mean the champagne. You turn the cork upside down so it's got the fat bit at the bottom.
Yeah.
And then you put the basket back over.
You take the little metal disc out.
Take the metal disc out.
Yeah.
And then it fits in the cork stand perfectly.
Yeah.
And then you twist it on.
Do you know that if someone was watching us do this break in the studio on a camera without audio, they would have no idea we're talking about wine. Your hand actions just then compared with mine.
Okay. All right. It's sparkling hand action. Unless it comes from France.
The hand action region of France. Hand action. That wasn't French. That was terrible.
That's a hack.
Yeah.
Or is that just doing a thing? I think it's a hack.
Okay.
I'm saying hack. I don't care about you.
Oh, okay. That's just a general.
No, go on. What are you? Hack.
I don't know if it'll hold tight enough.
Yes, because you twist it back on.
Yeah, but it's still...
Yeah, but, mate, just shut up.
This bit of the bottle is very slippery, especially when
you...
Okay,
that's enough.
Condensation.
Is it a hack or just doing a thing? You be the judge.
And give us a ring.
It's the Tom and Loggy podcast.
It's their radio show in a podcast.
It's Australian Grand Prix time, baby, and action is revving on and off the track in Melbourne. Hometown hero Oscar Piastri. Oh, my God, because I went in my head, I'm like, Pastizzi?
Oscar Pastizzi.
Oscar Piastri, oh, my God.
Yeah.
He's carrying the hopes of all of us.
Yeah.
And the Pastitsis as well, from what I hear. And this is going to be very exciting. So a lot of fans get down there. There's a whole bunch of action. Have you been to the F1 before?
Yeah, I have, yeah.
You have?
Yeah.
So have I.
Yeah, nice.
In the corporate box.
I haven't been as fancy as you.
I've been pretty fancy.
As friends in as high places.
Yeah. Okay. McLaren Marquee, which we might be chatting to him later.
Yeah,
at
8:40
this morning as he's on the track.
Oscar Pastizzi?
Yes. Yeah, we should. We should. Anyway, I've got a bit of a game for you.
Yeah.
Just to get us in the F1 mood.
All right.
Okay. Is it car or mouth?
Car or mouth?
Yes. You have to tell me if the following sounds are a car racing or someone making the noise with their mouth.
Do I get to turn the background music down?
Sure.
Okay.
If you want. Okay, so here's question number one. Is it car or mouth?
Okay, so just quickly, these aren't people around the office. These are people who do impersonations of Formula One cars.
What's that got to do with anything?
Well, because I want to know how good the quality is of the impersonator. I know if it's someone around the building, it'd be
terrible. I asked you a simple
question. I reckon that's a mouth.
It's a mouth. Well done. Well, it was a pretty good mouth.
It was a pretty good mouth.
All right, question number two to celebrate the F1. Is this car or mouth?
I want to say that's a car, but also part of me thinks these might all be mouths. So I'm going
to
say...
It's up to you, mate, because you know... You know
I
that
do know how your brain operates.
You've got to win. Have to win, because what happens if you lose and you're
Mate,
a loser?
I won't be able to go home and face the children, that's for sure. Let's listen to this one again, actually.
Guess you've got to ask yourself, would I go mouth? Would I go mouth?
I think it's another mouth. I think it's another mouth.
What would I do?
I think it's another mouth.
We're locking in mouth?
Yeah.
You are correct!
I know you well.
Pretty good. Another great mouth.
Okay, yeah.
Okay.
I'm really impressed with these impersonations.
Look,
okay.
You have won the game, but let's just for fun go with car number three or mouth number three.
You cut the audio. Let's not waste it. Here we go. That does sound like an actual car.
Are we locking in car?
Well, I don't know. It was pretty painful to listen to, but I kind of want to hear it again.
Can I
hear it again,
yeah,
or do I just
can.
Make
no,
me get...
Okay, no,
here
no,
we go.
No,
one
no,
more,
no,
I'm
no.
so sorry if it's drilling your ears, but just one more time. I think that's a real car.
Mate, you should know me by now.
It is a car.
Ah! It is a car.
Oh, I'm so scared, that whole mouth.
I just want to take you on the roller coaster of life, baby.
Oh, geez. I didn't have that on my bingo card this morning to be screaming. I was so scared they were all mouths. But here we are.
It's a radio show in a podcast. And now in your ears, it's the Tom and Loggy podcast.
K-Rock 955, it's Tom and Loggy. The campaign continues.
Oh, we did. I just got it.
Yeah, we did. We coined that phrase yesterday on the show when we also got signed off and locked in the fact that we are going to do, hopefully, be able to pull off, a K-Rock football season launch beer.
Well, the thing is that you're the man with all these ideas. When it comes to actually making things happen, you're normally like, so Log, can you do that one?
Well, I'm good at delegating is what I would say.
That's what I'd say as well.
And speaking of delegating, we've got the guy I delegate all my beer requirements to.
And he's looking a bit confused.
Luke is the sales manager from our beloved local Blackman's Brewery. Morning, Luke.
Morning, guys. How are we?
Good, thanks. Tom get you here this morning?
We're normally just talking about beer. He said, come down. I've got a little sneaky beer question to ask. So I've brought a couple down.
Brilliant. Okay.
Sounds like a big beer question though, Tom.
Yeah.
A big favour.
While you're here, now that I've got you here, if we were to maybe engage your services in making beers to do a K-Rock football season launch beer, would you be on board with that? Would the Blackman's crew be able to help us out, Luke, please?
Oh, we could make that work for sure. That's what we do.
Mate, make him work for it. What are you talking about? Every idea this guy comes to you with, Luke, you're just like, yeah, all right.
Well, because they're can-do attitude. That's the thing.
Can-do.
Yeah.
Any excuse to make another beer.
Yeah, nice. So Blackman's, I mean, we all know, well, I know the range, exactly what you guys have, but... Can you take us through sort of what you guys have on offer at the moment anyway?
All right. Well, we've got a pretty broad offering. We've got sort of beers from lagers right through to mid-strengths and then lots of weird and wonderful things that I imagine would probably be the beers that you would choose.
Yeah.
Double dry-hopped IPAs and all the rest of it.
You know him well.
But, look, really, we've sort of got a beer for everyone down in Blackman. So it's probably just about having a chat and sort of seeing what sort of beer would be the best beer for a Geelong footy lover.
Well... So are we dead set sure that we're not doing, because Luke, I don't know if you've been listening, but I wanted to do a foam hand, like a foam finger, but a claw. So I just wanted to gauge, you
for
know.
For cats, like for, a cat's
for the cat,
claw.
Like yeah, a cat yeah. claw. Are we sure, are we 100% sure that beer is the way we want to go?
A big foam hand holding a beer would be pretty cool.
Be pretty slippery. It'd keep your hands warm in the depths of winter.
Do you have any pool in the foam finger industry?
No. Maybe in a previous career, but now it's all beer now.
Okay.
Well, I know a beer guy. Do you know a foam finger guy?
I don't, no. So I guess we'll have to go with the beer then.
Okay, we're going with the beer. What do we reckon the turnaround is? If you found out about this right now, what's the turnaround for you being able to help us set up a beer?
Well, look, we'd have to get cracking. But we can make it happen. I reckon we can probably get it done from go to woe in a week if we hurry.
A week?
Yes. Nice. This is what they can do.
See how people work? You need to take a bit of this on board, Tom. Mate. I've never seen him work this fast in my life, Luke. Okay. So about a week. Today's Friday. Cats round one first home game is this upcoming Saturday.
Saturday week.
What about Friday? Could we have it in our hands on Friday?
I reckon I'll talk to my people, but I think we can make it happen.
Okay. When you talk to your people, so we're going to have it in our hands Friday, lock that in.
Mm-hmm.
Locked in.
He didn't say 100%. He said he's got to talk to people.
Can we also have a bit of maybe a party sort of thing to launch it and do it at your place?
Oh, we love a beer launch, so we're doing one of those every other week. We'd be mad not to.
Okay.
Luke,
they've already got the setup.
Have something on Blackman's? Like, honestly, how do you just say yes to everything so quickly?
It's good ideas.
It is good ideas. Yeah. You do love a party as well, Luke. Let's go Grovedale. Let's say that.
Yeah, it's a
because
good setup.
It's a good setup, and you know we can overlook the all the kegs and everything there, making it all happen. Are you happy with that?
That sounds like a great plan. K-Rock beer launch at Grovedale.
Yeah,
awesome. Bring it on.
You're the easiest guy to please, mate. I love it so much.
That's where the beer's made anyway, so it'd be straight from the source. We'll be able to, wonderful. All right, so write it down. Maybe talk to Ren and Jess are probably the...
That will be sweet. We can pull a few levers and make it happen.
Oh my God.
There we go. All right, so what we're going to do then is we'll lock that in. So next Friday, we're going to have a party at your place with our brand new beer that you will have somehow managed to organise and produce in that time. We'll get working on sort of maybe names, designs. We're also going to need to brainstorm what it's going to actually taste like, because we need to give you more information.
I might need to swing back in with a few more and we'll do a little bit of a taste test with some crew, hey?
Okay. Yeah, let's do
lager
a range.
For me?
Yeah, lager for
I'm,
you.
I'm looking right. forward to that.
The
so.
Missionary of beers. So
missionary's a favourite for a reason, mate. It never goes out of style.
Does what it says on the tin. All right, Luke. So how about that? Okay, so early next week, do you reckon you can come back, bring a range that we can maybe do a whip through of?
Yeah.
Bring the whole
about
range.
About six or seven beers?
Yeah. Let's count the standard drinks and bring them in. And then we'll make a decision from there and we'll sort of go through the process with you if that's okay.
Sounds perfect.
Awesome. All right.
It's happening.
So, what a way to enter the weekend. Brilliant. Thanks, Luke, and thanks, Blackman's.
Cheers.
Listen to the radio show weekday mornings from 6 on K-Rock. And come on back for some more right here anytime. Tom and Loggy, say thanks.
The moment hath arrived.
40 Wings. Find the perfect bed for your body. taking you to the footy in style. It's K-Rock's BFFs.
Okay, we've been putting people in the draw for this over the last few weeks. So there are a lot of people with their sort of hearts in their chests at the moment, their hearts in their throats.
Including me.
Yeah.
I get very nervous when we have to do this because the winner will get the K-Rock corporate box for them and nine BFFs next Saturday, March 14th, round one, as the Cats take on the Dockers with all the bells and whistles.
Yeah.
Cats merch as well. Food, drink, views.
Us.
Hanging out with us.
Yeah.
Yep.
We've got plans next Saturday night.
Yeah.
Do you?
Now, look, we've got four people shortlisted.
Shortlisted.
Down to the final four.
Yeah.
And do you know what? I always feel bad because we always say to people, if you win, go off, don't swear.
Yeah.
And if you lose, just hang up.
Because it's an awkward conversation. Once we're back off air again, we have to pick up the handset and we have to say, hey, look, so, you know, it's weird. Just hang up.
No, but you know what? I kind of feel like we need to get better with people.
Okay.
We need to have hard conversations.
Yeah.
And so, look, how about we just chat to everyone? Unfortunately.
Oh, not everyone's going to win.
Not everyone's going
to
win.
Well, we're going to sort of work our way through the group to the
winner. To the winner.
Oh. Okay. So, I don't know if
look,
I love this.
I know. This, I hate it. It feels uncomfortable too.
Okay.
But Emma Newcomb from Lethbridge, are you there?
Yes, I can hear it in your tone.
I'm sorry, Emma, but you've got plans next Saturday night!
What? Oh, my gosh. Seriously?
Yeah. Stingy! Oh, you're the worst, Lauren. She got you. She got you. She told me off air she was going to do it. I was like, you are wild. Oh, you are.
I feel wild.
My son is next to me and he's like, we won? What? We won?
You've confused the children, Loggy.
I have. Emma, I'm sorry to do that to you, but you and nine mates are going to be in the K-Rock corporate box with us next Saturday.
That is amazing. That
awesome.
Is so amazing.
Do you think you'll be able to fill it? Do you think you'll have nine friends that you can bring along?
Look, I've got 20 on the list, so it's going to be whoever is nice to me in the next week.
Okay, you better start now.
I know. And look, you may want to try what I did.
Yeah.
And act like they're not coming
yeah.
and then do the switcheroo on them because it's quite fun.
I'm still a little bit in shock. I'm like, oh, okay. That was cool.
It
like,
was.
I appreciate it, and it's a good laugh for the radio, but, mate.
Okay, you guys can talk off air. I'm sensing some tension. So if you want us to help you stitch up your mates in that same fashion, we can do that.
Oh, we've got
all the time
in
the world.
Don't you worry.
So we'll do that. We'll sort it out with you. But looking forward to hanging out Saturday of next weekend at the footy in the K-Rock corporate box, Emma.
Yeah, that's amazing. Thank you so much.
No worries. And a big thank you again to 40 Winks Geelong. Take the confusion out of buying a bed with Bedmatch at 40 Winks Geelong. We'll see you at the footy.
It's the Tom and Loggy podcast. It's their radio show in a podcast.
The Grand Prix is also now open.
Whee!
We've just seen a whole crowd of nufties running as the gates have opened. They're running. They're literally running to get a spot.
Say
I imagine they're camping out for the whole weekend. Who knows? They're right into it, as a lot of people are. We've got one of your mates on.
We've grabbed one of them.
We've grabbed one of the nufties, in fact, and he's on the phone for us now. G'day, monkey.
Oh, guys, I'm the biggest nuffy ever. Although, I'm the corporate nuffy, so I just waved at the common folk as I came in the McLaren team vehicle and flashed my badge. But, yeah, I'm here trackside.
I'm glad it was your badge this time and not something else. Monkey, you have been emceeing the McLaren marquee for a lot of years. I was lucky enough to get in when McLaren probably wasn't so good, but now it is the hottest ticket in town, the McLaren marquee. Are you excited for a big weekend of racing?
Yeah, look, very much so. A couple of things, though. Let's pull you up. It's not a marquee. You're sounding like I'm going to the Geelong Cup down the 400 metre straight in a white thing. This is the McLaren Priceless Lounge.
Oh.
Okay, it is an experience. And you're quite right. You'll never be back. Tom, on the other hand, I think he's due for a gig. But, yeah, look, tickets are hard to get, as you know. It's a sold-out event everywhere, not just in the corporate facility, but everywhere. So a big event in Melbourne.
Mate, you've been doing this a long time, and you've seen the rise. It was probably easier to get log in back in the day because,
oh, yeah.
I mean, it's almost reached critical mass, the popularity of Formula One, hey?
Absolutely. You're quite right, Tom. And I think Drive to Survive was a massive catalyst for that. So I started 20 years ago. And when I started, the team were quite good. It was Lewis Hamilton's first year. Fernando Alonso was across.
Nice.
But yeah, it was popular, but not what it is now. I can remember 3 or 4 years ago, I had an opportunity to throw one of those fancy lanyards around a friend's neck down in the general admins. She was a 16-year-old girl. So for starters, like, what's she doing here? But she'd watched Drive to Survive, fallen in love with the sport, and she cried. She cried as I handed her this pass to go and experience the high life for 5 minutes. But this is what it's become, right? It's just such a popular thing. I think the TV series in particular has shown it for what it is, the drama, the rivalry, the characters in the sport. So, yeah, it's very popular now.
Now, the hometown hero, Oscar Piastri, he's carrying the hopes of everyone. Do you get to have a bit of a pump up to him before he sets out there, or like are you classed as friends? Like, what's the situation?
Oh, absolutely! Yeah, we message each other all the time. We play Wordle on WhatsApp together, and he wouldn't know me probably. I've interviewed Oscar quite a few times, which is fun. The thing about OP, as we like to call him, OP, he's a straight shooter. He's not that exciting. In fact, when we interview Lando up in the Priceless Lounge, Lando ribs him for saying he's quite boring.
Yeah.
And when Oscar comes up, he's just pretty sort of plain. He goes about it. He's here to win. He's here to race. But look, it might be a tough weekend for the boys because we're not going to be up the pointy end, according to the inside word. We've got a bit of work to do.
Oh, okay.
That's right. The rules have changed with the engines and all of that, haven't they?
They have. So the cars are a bit like you now, Tom. They're smaller, more narrow, and a bit lighter. And probably their power source is a bit like Loggy. They're a hybrid, so they rely on a battery and an engine. So everyone's coming to terms with that, so I think you'll see some indifferent results this weekend. You know, one team apparently reckons they can do two laps and pull it in because the battery will run out, so who knows?
Mm, and just like you, Monkey, there's a 77% increase in shade this year put up across the site, so that's good to see as well.
Yeah.
I thought you were about to go, that's coming from my giant left ear that seems to stick out and you pick on it.
But no, anyway, I would never do that. Just quickly, though, Oscar, you do know a little bit about his family. Can you tell us what his nan does for the team?
Yeah, well, this is an interesting point we brought up a couple of years ago when he first joined the team. Because he grew up not far from where we are right now, Albert Park, okay? So very much a Melbourne boy and very much a family boy. So when he comes back, he goes and catches up with his nan, and apparently she's a gun cook.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if it's happened every year, but one year he brought into the team garage some of his nan's Lamingtons.
Nice.
Which you can imagine a UK-based team are like, what is that? Because you think about it, Lamington's not a real international cuisine, but yeah, she's a gun cook, and that's what I love about him. He's very down to earth. He's, you know, if you talk to him, I mean, he does have a massive cowlick, probably the biggest cowlick in F1 history, but he is just a down to earth, well, kid. He's still young. And look, I feel sorry for him carrying that sort of, I guess, responsibility, because it's been so long since we've had an Australian win here. You know, and I think that's sometimes unfair, but he'll give a good sight. But yeah, I wouldn't expect him to win this weekend.
All right. Well, it's going to be an amazing weekend regardless. I'm sure you've got a very busy day ahead of you. You might want to check the regulations that have changed on those wings on the cars because you are bringing those ears into land there,
there
mate.
It is.
But all the best. Hope it goes really well. And go McLaren. Go, what are you calling him? Pastizzi?
Oscar Pastizzi.
Papaya.
That's
Monkey. Nice try.
Tom and Loggy. That was a podcast. And hear the whole experience weekdays live from 6 a.m. Geelong's K-Rock.